We're back. The season, spooky. The host, kooky. The TV, a disgrace. The takes, all over the place. Well, yes. Hi, Tim Stones, and welcome to another episode of Takes All Over the Place. Today, we're talking about goose pimples. I believe you yanks call them goosebumps. Sasha Velour is the creative director of the newest iteration of the R.L. Stine classic, this time serialized on Hulu, with a crew of parent characters that'll make you say, where the fuck do I know them from? All the villains are still around to haunt our nightmares, which thankfully means Tiffany New York Pollard is still gracing our screens and inspiring our clapbacks. In other news, Jojo Siwa is probably going to kill us all, Chris is a winner again, and Linky takes a turn for the scary. Let's dive in.
Takes all over the place. Takes all over the place.
What?
Takes all over the place.
What?
Takes all over the place.
Yes.
Takes all over the place. Takes, takes, takes. All over the place.
That was perfect.
Amazing.
And you know what? I don't care.
I love it. I was like, country boy, I love you. Let me find it real
Please
quick.
Don't.
I have to find it real quick. I'm so sorry.
So what were you going to tell me about Britney Spears' book?
Bruh, have you been following the exes? The tweets?
All I know about is the abortion thing.
Devastating. Did you know that?
Oh, that she had an abortion with Justin Timberlake's baby?
And that every time, like every time, I guess I need you, baby, was about her aborted baby.
Aww.
And she used to like touch her uterus when she was performing it. And none of us knew and none of us cared. We didn't have Twitter back then. And so we weren't able to discourse. We weren't able to pry apart every single
But you
moment.
Said there was something worse than that.
Were we supposed to? I feel like that's kind of a private thing.
Well, we were supposed to speculate wildly with no regard for the emotional sensitivity of that person's struggle.
Like we did that.
Well, 100%.
Watch the old interviews. Why do you have to be such a whore? What?
And I'm honestly, 12. The only person who has survived that era with their morality intact is Craig Ferguson. There were so many people like, Britney's crazy, Britney's crazy. And then they were like, yeah, so like all this stuff about Britney's crazy. And they cheer and they're like, no, this is a woman. This is a mother. This is someone who has lived their life in the public consciousness, who is going through a hard time, and everyone is viewing her as a punchline. And it's just like, it's like, Craig Ferguson, how can you be so behind and ahead of the times at any given moment? Like, Godspeed. We love you, you drunken Scottish man.
So what else was in the book?
So, Michelle Williams.
Yes.
Not of Destiny's Child, yes. But of...
Heath Ledger.
Of Dawson's Creek and Oscar fame.
Busy Phillips' best friend, though I don't know why.
Because Dawson's they're great. Creek. Dawson's Creek. They
was
were both
Busy Phillips on Dawson's Creek? No. So how does that make sense? Boom!
Wasn't she on something on the WB?
Yeah, she was on Freaks and Geeks.
On the WWWWB. Freaks and Geeks was on NBC. Thanks, though.
I did what I could to survive. Anyway, so like Michelle Williams is narrating this, and there's a moment where she's just like, yeah, so like the Backstreet Boys were very much like, yeah, we're a white band. And NSYNC was very much like, hey, but like white, but we're like very much into black culture. She was like, they presented themselves as like so pimp. And she was like, and then Justin felt so much comfort just like going into a black scent that one time he came up and was like, oh, for shizzle, my nizzle, to Genuine. And she was like, I laughed at him. Everyone around laughed at him. And he felt like he was in on the joke, but all I felt was embarrassment. And it was just like hearing Michelle Williams narrate that, I was like, EGOT, hundy, because she's about to get that Grammy. She doesn't have the Oscar yet, but she'll get there. And
she's reading Britney Spears' book.
Okay,
exactly. She reads the audiobook. When did I not say that?
At
never,
the beginning
you never
when you introduced Michelle Williams into the story.
Where did you think she was?
Just telling a story
know.
On
also,
TV.
Like living with Britney Spears in
it's
the early 2000s when she was on Dawson's Creek and they
the
were both in the public
so
eye.
I don't want
to
wait.
The vision is so clear in my mind. But it's fascinating. I can't wait to. All these celebrities.
Are you listening to this book or you saw this on YouTube?
On the Twitters.
Oh, pardon.
On the Twitter. They've got a lot of excerpts. Narrated by Michelle Williams. And then a bunch of people are...
Who is the narrator of her entire book?
She reads
not
the audiobook.
Not just the tweets.
Yeah, it's just like, it cannot be any clearer. I just need some people to use some common sense. That's all I need. But everyone's using that clip from Abbott Elementary where she's just like, and Michelle Williams, you know, when she like always confuses like black artists and white artists, and she's like, and Michelle Williams, what a diva. They're like, yeah, one third of Destiny's Child. She came from Dawson's Creek to the stage of the Oscars. And it's just like her when she accepts her Grammy for best audiobook recitation. Goddamn. Anyway, so the woman in me is everywhere. Addison Rae is reading it while walking, while the paparazzi she hired are taking photos of her. It's crazy. And devastating.
Who is Addison Rae?
She's a TikTok.
She's
star.
A TikToker.
She's a singer, right?
She's a songstress. She's a rapstress. Yeah, she had an album that was produced by like Charlie XCX.
Okay.
Yeah. That tells you everything you need to know. Or Charlie XCX was on the song.
Squeezing the baby until he explodes.
No, that's how he talks.
He's in constant distress. The baby lives a lovely life. Stop turning him against me. Every time I'm holding the baby, Julie's just like, oh, you're letting him hold the baby? You're letting him do this? I don't think that's right. I don't think that's correct. I'm just like, I am his uncle. Uncle Nikki. That has never been a devilish term ever. Are you watching Goosebumps?
No. Are you?
Yes. So on Hulu, we've got 6 episodes out now, and it's airing every Friday.
Is Justin Long a part of this?
Unfortunately. Justin Long, friend of Leslie Jordan. It's been a year since they passed, as of today. Devastating. But also pedophile. Devastating.
Who is a pedophile?
Justin Long.
Says who?
Says the internet.
And I have not heard that.
Here are my receipts. So, like, one of the people who was on Zoe 101 with Jamie Lynn Spears, Everything's Connected, Illuminati, was like, yeah, I went to this party and Justin Long was very interested in me and I was 16 years old and I thought that was super weird. And then there was this old punk clip that came up and Justin Long was with these like people who were underage and he's like, the age of consent is 16. And it's just like, if you have that and you're ready to just recite that off the bat, there's a reason you know that. So he stars in... What they have done with Goosebumps is they've taken a classic silhouette and elevated it to honor women. The Sasha Velour thing, which is like, I've taken a classic silhouette and I've updated it with a commitment to women. It's just like, what does that mean? It means Goosebumps. Rachel Harris is in it as well. She's the oft glasses woman who's been in everything, blonde hair, very diminutive in stature. She doesn't have glasses here, and she's committed to an insane asylum for seeing the truth. So it's episode by episode, the same group of people, these high schoolers, and each time you go through like a very classic Goosebumps trope that all circles back to the Biddle House. The Biddle House is where Justin Long now lives, and he's possessed by a teen ghost. I don't know any of these children. And by children, I mean they're probably like 22 to 26 years old. But they're acting their asses off, and it's a good fucking time. I think IMDb rated it 2 stars. I don't care. It's a treat for the eyes, the ears, and the mind.
Did you read the books growing up?
No, I was too scared. But I watched Are You Afraid of the Dark? And I shouldn't have because so scared. But now I have like matured and matured. I mean, I've been hardened and calloused and sociopathized. And now I can handle it. Anyway, it's on Hulu, airing every Friday. Let's go, girls. Kill Justin Long. Allegedly.
Well, he and his brother are insufferable on their podcast.
Mm-hmm. I mean, it was like...
Except when they had on Jake Johnson.
Yeah.
What a dream.
And that's always true for obnoxious podcast hosts. When they're talking to someone I actually want to listen to, it's bearable.
But I mean, yeah.
Justin Long, it's like, I know how to kiss. Just like, drop my panties. Remember when they were like, wow, you kissed just really well, the Meriwether on New Girl. You told me this story. And Jake Johnson was like, yes, now I know how to kiss a woman.
Oh, Jake Johnson said I know how to kiss.
Yeah.
When two people are confused and one person isn't.
I think that the fault lies on y'all.
You make the confusion.
I thought suddenly you were dropping your panties for Justin Long, which felt
absolutely
like...
not. I'm not. I'm simply too old.
Jake Johnson.
I'm double the age of his preferred prey. I tried to hold it back. I couldn't.
Jake Johnson has a new terrible podcast where he and his friend... give advice to people. It's real.
Why?
I don't know.
Unless his friend's Tony Hawk, it's not going to work.
No.
Did you see that the Tony Hawk's son is married now to Frances Bean Cocaine?
Cobain.
Whatever.
No.
And the, who was it? Emma, you take it over.
What? No, I just saw the headline that said they got married.
Okay, anyway, it was the greatest headline ever. And guess who officiated it? R.A.M.'s Michael Stipe. That is American culture. That is America. This is America. Francis Bean Cocaine, and then the Tony Hawker, married by the Michael Stiper, who was like, they're bravely coming out as straight people. Icon of my youth. Sorry, I had to readjust my hat.
Fully prepared for this to be a video podcast.
I know. Gosh, you're missing so much. What did you watch this week?
Just garbage. Straight up garbage. House
you think
of
Goosebumps
Ellen,
is not garbage?
Special Forces. What is it? Best?
World's Toughest Test.
World's Toughest Test. The finale of The Challenge. We're still in Survivor.
Have you watched The Villains yet?
Yeah, it's the first thing I said was House of Villains.
Oh, I thought, for some reason, I auto-completed to Dragons.
So we already have two episodes, and no one is kicked off, so I'm out. I'm pissed.
No, I think I only watched the first episode.
I'm
they
really just
didn't
in
get, kick anyone off?
Tiffany Pollard.
Tiffany Pollard.
Calling Johnny Bananas a cum-guzzling Republican.
I think that's what
face.
She's calling Omarosa.
No.
Are you sure?
I hope it's Johnny Bananas.
Did you see what she did to, like...
Omarosa does not look like herself. She's had a lot of strange work done. Mm-hmm.
Like she's walking John around that Hansen. House like she owns it.
She
though.
Does. The best part of the first episode, though, was when she fucked Johnny Bananas and he was like, oh, she's good. You're like, yes, she is.
She fucked him?
No.
Fucked in him. The ass?
She
no
was
room.
Going to like
fucked
send
him. His head.
And when one person's confused, it's the other people's fault.
She knows what I'm talking about.
But she watched it. She watched it.
How did Johnny Bananas' hair get to be so good? His hair looks amazing right know. Now on The That's Challenge and House of Villains. It's like floofed.
They're doing what Violet Chachki does, where she gets like those like treatments, and then they also do the propiche.
Well, his hair looks amazing.
I know, that's
it's
what they
working.
Do.
Yeah.
And then sometimes it's the K-pop treatment. They do like the, they take your blood, they do something with it, they put it back in, hair. No one knows how.
Well, a friend of ours has like a semi-shredded hip muscle, and they are going to do the plasma where they take it out, spin it, and put the protein-rich plasma back in.
Whoa.
They said it works.
That's crazy.
Like the doctor was like, this is your best chance at a cure, what? Unless you want to do surgery. So
yeah, no way.
It's like PRP, and for a while someone was telling smoothie. Me about that, and I was thought they were talking about PrEP, and I was like, it's called Truvada. It's like, grow up. All of us are trying to stay safe. Not all of us are sluts, though.
Did you watch Survivor last week?
I did, yes. Oh, my gosh.
It was so long ago, I don't even remember.
I know, it's like, what's exactly what you're doing today?
Tribe swap.
Fuck offs. And the dude was like, I think I'm going to get kicked off, so I'm just going to quit. You're like, go away. Oh, and this was the, so, in my job, when people start complaining and comparing, because comparison is the thief of joy.
I've been saying that all fucking week.
That's mine.
All fucking
week. Mine! I got it from Chicken Hunt. Anyway.
Bruh, that's where we all got it.
You got it from me.
I got it from the internet, all right? Anyway. Bitch, we all fucking know where things
Pretty
start.
Pretty sure I said it on this podcast.
Oh, you know who also said it? A Buddhist monk.
A Buddhist?
Do you say Buddhist?
Do you cup out wow. your cup-uns? I've been watching a lot of New Girl.
Cup-uns. My cup-uns. You're going to have a comeuppance with my
so
cup-uns.
So instead of doing that, I yell out a question like, movies that start with L, so that we can talk about something else.
Mm-hmm.
And so after watching the last episode of Survivor... and at the end when he said, who voted Sifu? Sifu said that about himself.
Yeah.
I was like, what's more annoying? Somebody who cries and quits, aka whatever that guy's name is, Sean.
The homo.
Or someone who talks about themselves in the third person.
Third person.
To which all day everyone's like, Julie thinks that Emma is a big baby.
I think with the tribe swap, we've finally seen a path to the
movies
finale.
That start with P.
Cleared for Emily.
To go home this week. It's either Emily or Caleb. One of them has to go home this week.
No.
All of that tribe needs to leave. He made himself too strong.
Yeah, Caleb is good.
He did way
Caleb
too...
Caleb is too much of a threat.
Too friendly. He already has the game going with somebody. He lifted up the thing all by himself.
Emily is in the best position because it's not a solid foursome that she's stuck with.
It's two and two. And they're all trying to like position themselves as like, hey, Emily, we've loved you this whole time. We didn't think you were an evil
I think
bitch.
Emily and the two-sided Ivy League guy are going to... vibe.
Which Ivy League guy?
The one with two parts to him. Sometimes he's this,
spirit?
And sometimes he's this. He's
two spirit.
And then whatever the girl's name is who all her entire purpose in life is to get Bruce out, you're going. Anybody who's like laser focused on someone else has to go.
Well, like Jay Maya or something?
Editors are so, no, it's like Katara or Katara.
Keturah.
Yeah. The
oh yeah, she's
the editors are so shady because I feel like her they didn't like splice together the rant. That was just one.
That
sentence,
was one rant. And they took a millisecond out.
They made
out.
It look like she'd been ranting for hours.
100% No, there was literally a fucking millisecond pause, and they were just like, no, it was 30 seconds.
She's like, Bruce has to go.
And then the one time where they go to her for a talking head, it's just for her face to talk about how annoyed she is at Bruce.
Well, and then they were talking about how they did them one of them dirty because like his confessional, he's like sitting in water. You're like, do you know how reason? And not that guy's gotta be sitting in fucking water all day.
I love Austin and the Marfan Syndrome Man. They are very cute.
That's
together.
The guy with the two face from Penn State. The with the
you're rhyming,
blonde,
but you're still not
making curly sense. Blonde hair. What's his name?
Little black curly hair.
Blonde.
He doesn't have a name. Blonde people shouldn't have names.
We barely know anyone except the loser tribe. So.
I know. We've been in Lulu for like, it's like 90 minute tribe. So there's an extra 30 minutes of Lulu.
My God. And so John's like, we have 90 minutes, but we still only get one challenge. What is this?
Who's John?
Someone I work with who.
Oh, her. I was like, do we like, all know?
We literally that? All agreed that we would start watching Survivor. So we had something to talk about on Thursdays.
And I fucking love that for all of us.
But little Brando's still doing well. I like him. It was like, I wonder who they're going to send out first, you know, to like tunnel through the sand. Which tiny little bot. Of course.
I know. It's a
it's
little.
It's Brando's moment.
I know. And she's like, first of all, where's the N? And first of all, where's the LGBTQIA? Because apparently they're straight. And that just does not fit with my fantasy.
Well, I hope she and Carson will be very happy together.
Whenever I would see the Lulu people and they would just be plotting, I would just be singing, bang, bang, they shot me down, bang, bang.
What's he talking about?
The Scottish singer Lulu sang bang, bang, and to Sir With Love.
She only sang to Sir With Love.
I just don't understand why I'm bleeding right now with the quick force with which Julie ruined my very skilled and well-researched joke. She was with Sidney Poitier.
I have seen that movie many times. I love
it. It was just on TCM. Did you see it?
No, I don't have TCM.
Bruh, did you got? Like, we should have texted. I did try to watch.
Sidney
Poitier. Oh, my God. Handsome man.
Ruby Gilliam, Teenage Kraken, because I wanted something lighter.
Oh, was that cute as hell, though?
It is. I didn't finish it, but.
Everyone was saying, like, they've been so disrespected by only giving this, like, a month of promotion because this is some good shit.
It's real cute. Then I'm listening to the book The Fourth Wing, which is, like, the new Hunger Games, Game of Thrones.
Uh-huh. Why do they wings?
Someone tried to sell it to me yesterday.
Oh, I'm sure.
And one
Jessica
of the first
Emily.
Things they said was that it's you know, but it's for adults, so it's got some pretty spicy sex scenes in it. I was like, is this how you got Julie to start?
No, I did not know about sex scenes, obviously, and I haven't heard one yet, thank God. No.
Are you listening to the audiobook?
Yeah. Sure. The problem with audiobooks is that I do tend to do other things and fall asleep. So then I went to, like, I remember that I read, listened to chapter 4, and now I'm on chapter 9. Do I really need to go all the way back? I don't remember.
It's like how Netflix will, like, very graciously be like, you still watching? We'll pause until then. You wake up at Hulu, you've gone through 7 seasons.
I turned
like, what?
I know. That's what I've really been watching is New Girl. I was like, is this show really that funny? Yes.
It is, 100%. Yeah, well, that's your...
Well, because at work, we do say a lot of times, like, shut it down. Shut it down.
Shut it down.
Shut it down. I'm at the part where it was just the tin-iversary.
Oh, yes. Tinfinity.
Tinfinity.
The friendship between Jake Johnson and Max Greenfield.
Good job. And then the guy who's like, I'm in love with Jess. I'm at my third wife.
The
and
footballer.
She's like, having different feelings.
The guy from the Reba show.
Yes.
Vance. Oh, bro, we are on fire today.
New Girl always brings us back to
goddamn. A single mom who works too hard. And Reba is a tribe and survivor. Everything's connected. Illuminati. Britney Spears was right.
So for some reason, Jesus TikTok has come for me, and I don't know why.
Is it the second coming, or is this the first
one? I don't know, but it was like, I'm watching some kids on a school bus, and then they're gone. They're like, first sign of the rapture. I'm like, what?
What?
I have no idea what's happening. I'm sorry.
It's not just editing.
It looked like editing to me. I did
where
tell
the kids
you I watched White Savior,
from the front
right?
to back.
No.
So on
White
HBO,
Savior?
There's a documentary about White Savior. This girl went down because Jesus told her to.
On who?
Not because she wanted to.
Who'd she go down on?
She went down to Uganda.
Oh, okay.
To serve his children.
Did she held a black boy's hand and post it as her profile
no,
pic?
No, there is a person on TikTok who I wish would fuck off who does that all the time. But anyway, so she went down there. She's 19 years old. And then she found all these malnourished kids, so she wanted to help them. And then the hospital...
She took pictures of them.
they weren't like, you know, of course you get your meal after you listen to the sermon.
Jesus Christ. Who is that helping? Like, we gave them God. I was like, did you give them carbs? Did you give them protein? Did you give them omega-3s?
So then, like, the hospital is always overrun, and she's taking a kid from three different hospitals, and she just sort of starts doing medical stuff on her own. What? But she has a nurse there.
Anyway, she's seen Grey's Anatomy. She's fine.
She saw one, did one, teach one. So this girl who is an actual nurse comes to volunteer, and she's like, what are you doing, like, starting IVs? And I don't really think you're supposed to do the breathing thing, and you're not measuring how much is. God. And if you don't titrate that correctly, like, refeeding syndrome happens. And,
she's
like, I'm saving the kids.
Jesus told me to.
Yeah, like, I don't want to explain what I'm doing because I feel like God's working through me.
Is she in jail now?
She's not in jail, but this redheaded snippet did turn her in to the American Medical Board, and they had to do all
is
this
that
work.
The nurse?
Yes, I love her, but she's basically the girl's like, and then she's just like, whatever. And so the redheaded snippet is like, I saw her do this pulse ox machine and these other things without anyone else there. And then so they go to her and they're like, did you do this? She's like, no, I never did that by myself. She's like,
God,
Constantine
was there.
The nurse was there. So they go to Constantine. She's like, no, I wasn't there that day. So then they go back to her and like, well, just truth be told, we did talk to Constantine. She said she wasn't there. And she's like, someone was. So, like, she saved 960 kids and 150 kids died, which is the percentages of what the hospitals were doing as well. But anyway, stay home, white lady. Shut the fuck up. Shut up. So that's really uplifting.
People are wild. That White Savior on HBO?
I was like, that is insane.
It.
Where do I watch
this? It's not even good. It wasn't even good. Yeah.
You think that's why Jesus Twitter is following you now? TikTok.
Maybe.
Mm-hmm. They know. Did you get to watch the finale?
The finale? Oh, my God. Desi won.
Yeah.
And Chris.
Well, whatever.
And
fuck it.
And not Fessel.
I mean, that's
and
what
not Josh.
We
and
do
not
appreciate
Corey.
All of that.
Corey.
Situation.
I kind of wanted Corey to
why?
Win. Why? Because he's so sad and he can really use it.
We get pissed at sad people. Emma wants to help them.
Chris has already won $1 million.
Yeah, but he's the least. Nobody liked him. Now he won $250,000.
Yeah, I mean, and he totally earned it. Sure, sure, sure.
Corey lost at every single physical challenge.
But then he made it up. No.
Yeah, because he got to ride an ATV. Because
he did the balance challenge. Bananas couldn't do that.
Bananas can't do a fucking thing.
Bananas could not make things balance.
He can't even grow his own hair. He has to get infusions for that.
You were making that up.
Have you seen his Botox? Do you think he hasn't done stuff to that?
The most
you're living
moment,
in a fantasy world, pal.
My most memorable moment was at one point TJ was wearing like an orange button-down shirt with like not cute pants.
A jumpsuit. He's preparing for jail.
No, he just had on a not cute outfit. I feel like TJ always dresses well.
TJ Lavin? You think he dresses himself? You
no.
think he can button?
Hey, for somebody who had a traumatic brain injury, he's doing pretty
he's doing amazing, but you shouldn't make him button. That's too much fine motor
I
skills.
I can't button anymore. Watch.
I can't. I've got arthritic nails.
It was a fun challenge for the most part. The new one that Emma and other people keep sending me the trailer for, she's like, wait till the end for CT. And he's like, oh, gonna kill you. I don't even know what he says.
I don't even know either. But it just, like, the tone of his voice gave me chills.
I mean, Johnny Bananas is having...
Oh, it was something like, if they want to be a challenge champion, they're going to have to go through me.
Oh, squish.
But they don't get to win. CT, they're just coming as blockers. I don't think they get a chance to win.
I know. I just hope they get to be around for a little bit.
And Cara Maria and Stupid Tori
and
Johnny
Laurel,
Bananas.
Which is fun.
Why is Johnny Bananas in everything? Yeah. I'm so tired of him.
Laurel is because
he's a
cum
guzzling Republican fuckface.
Exactly, and I've had enough potassium. And
I don't think we say cum guzzling enough. Cum
guzzling.
Really
I know. Well, did you see what she said about I think it was a Sandoval dude. He was dressed in all black. I only saw it on Twitter, and she was just like, "You're a demonic energy possessed by demons," and everyone was just like,
"He's not on that show."
Okay, but it was someone dressed in all black, and it was like, "It's fitting that you're dressed in all black, just like your heart, just like your demonically possessed heart." And I was like, "She's just gearing up. What did you cut out of this clip?"
So Tom Sandoval on Special Forces is like, "I want to be beat up. I deserve to be." And then they beat him up, and you're like, "It wasn't satisfying."
It's not satisfying when you're asking for when
it
he's
really
asking
isn't.
For
it.
Well, when you have clearly a humiliation kink and then also a masochistic side, it's just like he's in. It's like,
and
why
he's
you
like
were
kind
wrecked.
Of doing well. That's disappointing.
But the two leader guys, even they're like, "Why are we talking about you? You did something horrible." Like everyone's like, "You're not being accountable." And he's like, "I am. I'm sorry, but ever since then, blah 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 blah."
Let me tell you who I am as a person, irregardless of my actions.
Yeah. Ariana's making millions of dollars. This is happening for her. I lost all my friends. You're like, and shut up.
No one cares. It's like in 30 Rock when they're doing the crab thing. It's like, no, fight the crab. And it's like, oh, the crab's getting erect. It's like he very much clearly gets off on being like, oh my God, was I a bad guy? Billie Eilish, hit it.
I think the end is going to be Tom Sandoval, JoJo Siwa.
Mm-hmm. She's going to kill it.
JoJo Siwa is
playing
the game.
She's fierce as fuck.
She really, for someone who's never been away from her mom for more than 3 days in her entire life.
But that,
as to current to this show,
yes.
Man, like no wonder that lesbian relationship broke up. She was like, let's move out. She's like, where?
Where's my mom going to go? And I know. Poor Bodie Miller.
What's wrong with them?
One of his many children died.
Of what?
Drowned.
Of drowning?
Uh-huh. Like drowned in a neighbor's pool.
Of drowned? Who votes seafood?
They died of water?
The
water killed them?
Erupt.
That's actually, they like died while he was filming?
No, live on the show. We watched it. It was terrible.
I was just like, oh my God, is this Chris Angel's nonsense? Does Chris Angel have something to do with this? I knew it.
But no, he bonded over grief with Bob Saget's wife.
Oh, what happened to... Oh, he died. The only thing I laughed at, the only thing you've laughed at all day in an episode full of zingers is when I'm like, I guess Bob Saget's dead. Y'all are hateful little bitches, and there's darkness within you. You're wearing black because there's a demon inside your soul.
Did you watch last season of World's Toughest Test?
Yes. I watched episode one of season two, and then I watched all of season one. And the Fight Club episode is my least favorite in both. They make them fight each other for real.
Does JoJo Siwa fight?
Yeah.
Who she fight? Who she beat, I should say.
I think she fought the girl who was an Olympic speed skater, who has no energy for life. I'm not really sure how she motivated herself to be a speed skater. They're like, you have to lead your team. She's like, okay, come on, everybody.
Well, at that point, you basically just use momentum. It's just
when you're on
physics.
The speed takes.
You're on the ice, yeah.
Yeah, as long as you know how to lean.
But the other team had three giant men on it, and they're like, come on, to the girl. I'm like, she has three small girls. One of them can't stop crying. Uh-huh. Like, it's, so this woman's like, my back is broken. And then they'd yell at her, and she's like, ah! She'd keep walking. You're like, this doesn't make her slap back. Kind of on their side. She's like, I'm going to quit. You're like, well, just give me your arm, man, and get done with it. It's over.
My neck.
She did.
Didn't you want her to go?
Yeah, it was clearly too much for her.
I mean, I don't know. The best quitting still was Brian Austin Green.
She did
He's
a
like,
great
I don't,
job of
I don't
the, like,
do this
falling
again.
Off the edge challenge. Like, all of a sudden, she seemed like she was in it, and then the next day, she's like, can't do it.
She had to do, like, a dead back dive, right? You, like, cross your hands.
Yeah. In the night.
But you have to hold your body straight, because if not, you're going to flip over.
Homophobic.
So you have to land on your face, basically.
Absolutely not.
And into she, freezing cold water.
And she quit, and people were frustrated.
No, she did that.
She did that.
Oh, God
she
damn.
She quit the
go
next day.
Oh. Well, yeah, for the trauma.
Everybody was kind of like, I don't want to get wet again. All right. You're not going to make any money. You don't win anything. This is a contest between you and you. So bye.
Bye. Leave. Yeah.
I know. And then one guy's like, I feel like I've proved myself. Bye.
Was that Brian Austin Green?
No, it was the other.
The other white man?
The other actor?
No.
Nope. Or...
He was the basketball player.
Oh, yeah. No. Oh, yeah. Basketball player. You're right.
You had this fight already. Yes. About your hate crime of black men and athletes.
Dennis Rodman.
Just all sports are the same.
All right. What are the birds saying today? Is the gentle East Coast Cove in danger?
Girl, you got your pen?
Oh, I don't. No, I do. Some of us have opium and some of us have Cutwater Vodka Mule.
What makes it a mule?
It's got ginger beer in it.
Oh. Have you seen the TikTok of the mule that's chasing after the goat? And she's like, waffles, waffles. And he's like, ah. She's like, he doesn't want to play with you like that. He's like, ah.
I have not.
Right?
No.
Oh my God, her voice is the best. Waffles, waffles. I mean, I know that TikTok is rotting my brain and robbing me of all my serotonin for the years to come, but before this rapture happens, I think it's going to be great.
I know. You have new friends, but they don't want to play with you like that. They don't want to play tag.
I thought these were like cartoon characters. I didn't realize it was an actual donkey.
An actual donkey.
He's like so upset. He's like, Mom, I want to play with them, but they won't play with me.
Nah.
And then the goats are on the side and he's all by himself. And I look how sad he looks.
Aww.
He's got to bring it.
I would play with you, Waffles. You can't watch it only once. You have to watch it in a minute.
Oh, bro, but this means that I get to play you, Country Boy, I Love You. I can't believe you've never seen that. That's insane. That I've
I distracted him earlier. I got him off of this, and then I ruined it.
Yeah, you did.
What is this?
When we get full brightness, let's fucking go. Okay.
She's doing what you think she's doing.
Love you.
I don't think she's trying to be like,
I love you. You underestimate how sexual tweens in glasses in rural America are.
But I don't feel like she was like,
She was basically Megan Thee Stallion. Gobble me, swallow me, dip down the side of me.
We'd like your votes, please. You vote for Waffles!
Or Country Boy, I Love You.
She doesn't do that. You do it better than she does. You're gross. Tweeting.
Silence. All right, so if we find something funny, we should be like...
How do you want me to stay?
All right, Waffles. Let's go.
Waffles!
Waffles! And when I don't like a tweet, I'll be like, oh! I just need to make sounds.
At Heart Lover 2000, I tweet for the girls who get oat milk in their coffee but cream cheese on their bagel. Representation matters.
That part. All right. It is going to be a noxious disaster in your bed later.
At Rennie Deb said, are you with me so far? Buddy, I am nodding and smiling, but I have not been with you for some time. That was me listening to Electricians. I was like, oh no, am I supposed to be paying attention? He's going to put this in an email, right? I don't know what any of this means. At Heavenly Grandpa said, a candle is just a pet fire.
Oh, that's so cute. Are you someone who's like ever been interested in fire that you just find yourself like watching fire?
No.
Oh, okay. Emma?
I like watching fire.
Right? Thank you.
Are you someone who finds themselves interested in fire? No. Have I sat at a campfire and roasted a marshmallow and been like, oh, neat, pretty?
I think you just like always assume that my suggestions, insights, and wisdom is dark-sided, and you pick the right time to flaunt your foolishness for the folks at home, my friends and family. I'm a teacher and a mentor.
At Melissa Beth, who says who says making friends as an adult is hard? And the other text goes, do you all want to meet up and get flu shots? At Gloria Fallon, 1, 2, 3. Current and new friends should be aware that when I say, definitely, let's do that, I mean in our imagination.
That part, yeah, 100%.
At Exploding Unicorn, me. We got invited to 2 parties this weekend. Wife, wow, we finally have friends. Me. We're skipping both, right? Like, obviously.
Such a theme.
Why leave your house? We don't have opium anymore. We could. Should we? Guys. Should we start doing opium? I've got some poppy seeds in the car. Let's fucking go.
At Hallie Cantor. Does it count as friendship if instead of both of us taking turns talking about our lives, I just scream for a little while and you listen?
It's like, someone's like, can I trauma dump on you? And you're just like, yeah, absolutely. Ah!
Yeah.
At Lil's, Michelle said, my friend told me he saw a stranger that reminded him of me. And when I asked why, he said, she was vaping and sobbing. At Taj Shanti. Periods, pregnancy, menopause, while men just live their lives? I don't get it. No. Amen.
A third of all men will get prostate cancer. And if all men lived long enough, we all would get it. There. I know. Endermisi, oh shit.
at Andrew Schiavone. The older you get, the less complicated your canceling plans excuse needs to be. Today I just said rain.
Rain. Ham.
At Circle of Idiots, one large mocha Xanax vodka latte with whipped cream and volume sprinkles, please. Money, please.
Money, please. The Saperstein's have arrived.
And Nathan Usher, human body. I can grow a fully formed human baby in like 9 months.
That part, way to go, Emma.
I'm talking brain functioning, respiratory system, eyeballs, and everything. Me. Cool, cool. How long will it take my twisted ankle to feel better? Human body, 7 years, and it will never be the same.
Click, so clack, true. All about that.
At Dan Wilbur.
Bodies are hard.
Bodies are hard.
If the maps apps can warn you about traffic and speed cameras, they should be able to tell you when someone ahead of you is driving like a dick. Major asshole ahead. You're still on the fastest route, but if you pass a BMW, get ready to be tailgated.
I feel like that's more of like a Waze feature, though.
Yeah. Good call, good call.
Have you guys seen Aliens? Alien, the first one?
Correct, absolutely. Okay, Sigourney Weaver?
Sigourney, yes, which Charmian thinks I look like Sigourney Weaver.
Hell yeah.
Only in Ghostbusters.
Okay.
Huh.
Alien is a movie where nobody listens to the smart woman, and then they all die, except for the smart woman and her cat. 4 stars. At Dr.
Rapture
100.
Black pink.
If I owned an Italian restaurant in October, I would change the menu to say fettuccine Alfredo and garlic dread bucatini. I would go out of business, but it would be worth it.
That's funny as shit.
Made me hungry.
I know. Like, should we get some creamy white sauce?
Gross.
Sauce.
Appetite gone.
And I'm Beth McCall.
Country boy.
A man on a dating app just asked me how he could find out more about me. He is going to lose his mind when he finds out about questions. At Tweet a Therapist, sorry I can't make it. Contracted mood poisoning must have been something I hate. Country boy.
Country boy.
At Simon Holland, I should put a bowl of this Halloween candy in my office in case anyone wants some. Me working from home alone.
That's a great idea.
This one's for me. At Kristen Emana, my fitness goal is to be in the workout video as the modifier. And to your left is Kristen. She refuses to jump. I want to be a low-impact Lucy on the left.
That far. Yeah, I want to be like apartment mode.
Well, no. Back in the day, there were all these workout videos. So there'd be like the lead, the teacher. And then she'd be like, on my left is this out-of-shape older woman who's not going to do anything full out. And on my right is cracked out Christy who jumps everything, does toe touches. She's super extra. And I'm always like, I'm going to follow the out-of-shape lady.
I did the Jillian Michaels ab buster workout in 2008.
Jillian Michaels is a no-joke lesbian. Those workouts are fucking hard.
That was insane because you would have like cracked out Christy and then you would have like also cracked out Christy's lesbian lover that they moved in after 2 months and they were regretting getting a dog together. And I was just like, this is hard emotionally and physically because who's going to take care of that dog?
At the Andrew Nadal. Me. I like using straws, but I also want to help the environment. Inventor of the paper straw. What if I told you you could do neither? Please describe.
Okay, there's a happy man sitting with a jack-o'-lantern.
What does he look like?
He looks
old
pained.
And white.
That's Harold. That's the meme Harold.
Oh, is it?
Yeah, that's like, I forget what his name is, but like, it's like something Harold, but he's just like a sad man Harold with a pained smile. But then there's a whisper of like, what's happening inside? And it's despair.
Life hack. Carve a pumpkin to distract you from the fact that you are also a lifeless round object putting on a fake smile.
Service what? Industry.
At Julia Weinminer. Planning a girl's night in your 40s. Number one, what's the cheese situation? Number two, are we wearing outside clothes? Number three, I'm not cleaning for you. Please accept that as a sign of my love. Number four, really looking forward to it. Also, I'm leaving at 9. Mm-hmm. Executive producer, Layla Shibuki-Lukilaki.
Oh my goodness.
When the moon hits your eye and there's fur on your thighs, you're a werewolf. When you burst out your jeans and then eat human beings, you're a werewolf.
Hey.
And the last one is, I have no idea why I'm doing this.
I fucking love that shit. Is it okay if I just write down werewolf?
Yeah. At Nate Comedy said, Netflix is raising its prices again. My ex-roommate's cousin is going to be pissed.
Bruh, there was one time I was using in college my ex-friend because they were being annoying. And so I like slashed and burned agricultured them. And I was just like innocently watching a series. And then it was like, you've been removed from this account. I was like, damn, Jenny.
Damn, Gina.
I thought this was your way to get back to me. I thought I was that valuable in your life. But I said some pretty true stuff. But I would
true stuff like
say,
sigh from the Real Housewives of New York reunion for anyone who's watching. Oh, shut up.
No, I would dare say they couldn't handle it, but who the fuck is Sai? Is that like Sifu? Who voted for Sai?
Who voted Sifu? No, Sai is a version of me that's just like, I just tell the truth. I'm not mean. You're like, two things can be true at the same time.
They're into PsyOps.
Well, you're working on that for a while.
I was literally just thinking about it 2 seconds ago, and then I said it. And that deserves to be applauded. Thank you so much. I was about to clap for myself.
At James Sear 123, posting, wow, super problematic under everyone's Halloween costumes, and then responding, I will not do the labor of educating you when they ask for an explanation.
Not the labor of educating you.
We got a dad joke. Dad tweets, or she writes, the daughter. Kelsey says, can you talk real quick? And dad says, not like an auctioneer, but I can talk faster than normal if I try really hard.
Oh.
Okay. At Hello Caitlin. Okay, I'm stoned, but this seems like a good idea. What if there was an app that both you and your partner have where you both swipe right or left on movies that are on your streaming services, and when you find a match, it lets you know?
That'd be so helpful.
Right? Emma shook her head so hard it registered on the Richter.
It takes so long. We have to watch so many trailers.
Right. At Doc Sonia said, got pulled over for distracted driving. I was eating ice cream cake on a paper plate. What was I supposed to do? Let it melt? You sick fuck. Okay, are we ready for a little story?
Yes.
Charlotte Weber. Paul Rudd is on my flight to Kansas City, and I'm fighting the urge to stop by his seat and say, hey, look at us. Who would have thought? Just to see if he'll say, not me. Okay, I said hi to Paul Rudd, and told him I was going to say, look at us, but that I didn't, and he seemed to appreciate that. Also said, if you want to talk about the Chiefs, he could find me and say, okay, I want to talk about the Chiefs. I'll find you. Very nice guy. I should have asked him if he thinks he has a better planking form than Vibrali. Start some trash talk. Maybe I'll try when we land. And then there's a picture of them. And she said, I found Paul Rudd in the Chiefs locker room. And he said, hey, it's me, the girl from the plane. Or I said, hey, it's me, the girl from the plane. And he gives me a hug, glances around the room and said, hey, look at us. Who would have thought?
I almost passed out. Oh my God, that's so sweet. That is so fucking precious.
He's the sweetest.
Also, celebrity men just have to, like, make one meme and constantly reference that, and they are golden.
At Figold said, cool things about being an adult. Eat chips whenever you want. No bedtime. Tired all the time. Sad all the time. Wait a minute.
Oh, no. Oh, no.
Oh, no.
Let's just all invest in something. Let's, like, go big or go broke.
I mean, you should do some crypto. Bitcoin, something.
Well, my latest money-making scheme is that I bought an Instacart gift, or like an Instacart credit card. So I got 5% cash back because we get all of our family groceries
through
Instacart.
Oh my God, that seems like a great idea.
It was, and I feel very strongly about it. I'm just like, oh my God, am I Susie Orman?
So I did find out that Elon Musk owns the patent on the EV charging stations. Mm-hmm. And so he will decide when we can have more of those. So if you can get us some of that stock. That's going to blow up. At Nathan Triska, came home today and my dog peed a little because she was so excited to see me. None of my friends ever pee when they see me. I'm surrounded by fakes.
That you know of.
You're surrounded by people who, like, have a great relationship with alcohol. Give me a couple more, I'll pee.
So we've had asterisks in hell. Me. Excuse me. I was told there'd be a special place for me here. Last two. One more dad joke. Hey, if a public bathroom door is locked, don't forget to repeatedly try and open it and give the person inside paralyzing anxiety.
Hey.
All right, and our final tweet, laughing chicks and wine for wine. If having sex for money makes you a whore, does having sex for free make you a nonprofit organization?
Ew. Ew.
Okay, those are the tweets of the week. Go Waffles, what do you got?
I've got a lot. That was a really great fucking selection. Goddamn.
Shit. God damn. Get off your ass in jail.
Hey, don't touch me there. That is my no-no square.
What is that from?
from? It's like a TikTok thing. So Pet Fire, like the candle.
Really?
Yes.
Let's just all get flu shots. Was like a thing. Obviously shipping. Oh my God, you remind me of this baby, this vaping and sobbing. That's top tier. Fettuccine Alfredo. Questions. And I put stars beside that.
Yes, because that was the, he's going to lose his mind when he learns about questions.
Yeah. I wrote paper straw neither. They can accomplish absolutely nothing. I put werewolf. If you got hair in your thighs, it's a
That's
werewolf.
That's a werewolf.
I was told there was a special haste place here for me, you know? And then is that organized crime?
Nonprofit organization.
We were similar. For me, it's between vaping and sobbing baby and questions. Feel free to add some more.
I would also have pet fire in there.
Mm.
But I think it's questions.
It's questions. I mean, should we say questions? Yeah. Can I ask you a question?
Will you point it at your mouth?
Can I ask you a question?
Shall we play a game?
Yes.
Greetings, Professor Falcon.
Hey.
What should we play?
You pick Emma.
You pick Emma Doodles.
Buzzword last time.
Should we do Linky? We haven't done Linky in a minute.
Everybody ready? Amazing. All right. What kind of cartoon animals are Roger, Peter, Jessica, and Bugs?
Nick, types of vibrators.
No.
All right.
What type of bird did Noah apparently send away from the ark to look for land?
You're looking at this like a fucking proctor at the SATs. You don't get it? You don't get it? Wild.
I don't even get it. An expert at something might say they know all the what of the trade.
Julie, magicians.
Oh. Magician is correct.
What was the bird? A dove?
Dove,
yep.
You need to learn the Bible.
TikTok's trying.
It's just so like scary. There are two testaments, all right?
All right. The board game where players graduate, find a job, get married, make money, and retire is called the game of what?
Types of cereal.
That is incorrect.
You're out. No more guessing.
That's not how we do this. You get one per clue.
Someone who spends a considerable amount of time in the gym is likely to be a what builder? In which part of your body would you find the hard and soft palate?
What?
If you've successfully hidden from someone, you might say that the what is clear.
Hold on.
Wait.
They're looking for the Linky.
Lines. Julie, lines?
Nope.
It
Do you like a clue?
Yeah.
They often have dogs and flashlights.
Nick! Things you search for.
No.
You can't guess again. They often have dogs and flashlights?
Mm-hmm.
Guards.
Yep.
Mouth guard, bodyguard, lifeguard, coast guard.
Yeah. You did really well. I will have to destroy you now.
Name the wild cat with a short tail and tufted ears found chiefly in North America and Eurasia.
What?
Which planet is the second largest in the solar system?
I'm out.
A flick knife is also called a what blade?
You're typing angrily like Anna Kendrick and up in the air.
How do the French say yes?
Clue.
Nick! Nintendo devices.
That's a good one, though, with the Switch and the Wii. Video games.
Video game consoles is correct.
Bam! Thanks for nothing, 3-0.
They're all Nintendo devices.
They're not, because it's Sega, Saturn, Atari, Lynx, Nintendo Switch, Wii.
Wii is Nintendo as well.
But Sega and Atari aren't.
Sega was the first one?
No, Saturn was Sega.
I got Saturn, yeah. What was before that?
Lynx, Atari.
Oh, I had Mountain Lion.
I had nothing.
I was like, where the fuck did that come from?
I did have Saturn, though, which I'm surprised at.
I had Saturn, Switch, and Wii, and I was like, Mountain Lion.
I wouldn't have gotten out. That would help.
You're welcome. We're a team. We're a team bonding experience.
A threat disguised as something harmless is a what in sheep's clothing?
Wait. Okay.
No, don't give her time.
I thought it was like bailed.
Winnie the Pooh and Piglet love to play poo what?
What?
Winnie the Pooh and Piglet loved to play poo what?
Puree.
That's what it says. Which bendy accessory is often served with fizzy drinks?
Julie. No. Things in the Wizard of Oz. Sorry.
You're out?
Some people invest in the stock market. Others put their money in what and mortar?
Nick. Things that the wolf blew down. Things that, like, the wolf blew down of the piglets. The piglets lived in these.
The three little pigs. Where the three little pigs lived.
I think I got that.
I'm going to give it to Nick.
Yeah, I think I tried so hard.
He did try really
hard. What was the first one?
Wolf.
Oh, I don't know. Why did I get that?
What was the, like, official clue?
The what? Which one?
Of the, like, the things that the wolf blew down. The three little pigs lived in these.
Three little pigs was the linky.
Okay.
Property building hogs was the final clue.
I like did everything I possibly could and I got there.
What is the scientific name for the colored part of your eye?
Nick, Google's songs. No. Google's. The Google's.
Flowers.
Are you swearing to God right
now? Which planet in our solar system has the most moons? In the first Rocky film, Rocky Balboa fought which creed?
Assassins.
Greek stuff.
Nick! Greek god. Roman gods.
Greek gods.
Gods is correct.
Fuck off.
Jupiter's a Roman god. Zeus is the Greek analog.
What?
Jupiter, Roman, Zeus. No, Poseidon? What? Mom.
3-2. I got cocky. Now I'm going to lose.
No, this is how it always happens for me. Iris is a god.
According to Linky.
You didn't know Apollo Creed. I gave you that one.
I didn't, yeah. And Apollo is a Greek one. And
it's
so
just gods. The answer was gods.
It's just gods. Ra was going to be the next one.
That's Ra! Egyptian. The sun god. Ra. Wobbles!
Ra, ra, Roma,
Often used to produce stage smoke, solid carbon dioxide is known as dry what? It's always a journey. The author of The Little Mermaid and The Ugly Duckling was blank Christian Andersen.
Nick, things in Frozen.
That's correct. Didn't know you knew Frozen.
Oh, bruh. I once got moored at a house of a very fascinating homosexual during a snowstorm, and we watched Frozen forever, and then they were from Canada, so they kept giving me maple candies through the mail because we no longer associated with each other. It's a fun time.
All tied up.
All right. If something emits phosphorescence, then it can what in the dark? Which Winnie lived in Hundred Acre Wood? Someone who can understand what you're saying just from the movements of your mouth is known as a what reader?
Julie.
Uh-huh.
Lipstick, makeup, face.
Stick.
Stick.
Glow stick. Poo stick? Uh-huh. There's a poo stick?
Not to my knowledge.
That's wild. All right, Julie for the win.
Okay. Little Women follows the adventures of the four March what? They never go where you think they're going to go.
I'm like, Beth, Joe, who?
Different. The champion racehorse whose underdog story became the inspiration for a hit film was called What Biscuit?
Julie. Uh-huh. Sirens?
A band with only one successful song is often called a one-hit what?
What? Wait, I can't even read what I wrote.
the neo-noir crime comic series by Frank Miller that was made into a star-packed movie was called what city?
Nick. No.
Do you like the clue?
Yes.
Lucky number
seven.
Julie.
The seven seas, the seven wonders of the world, seven deadly sins. What was the first one?
Sisters.
Seven
the
sisters.
Seven sisters. I wrote daughters. Because a woman is only valuable if they come from a man. Well done, Julie. Hey.
That was painful. The game was painful.
You won.
I know, but it still hurt my brain.
Connections we'll get. Are hard. Have you? The New York Times added a new game, and it's called Connections, and it's basically playing Linky. And sometimes
I've heard people
can't
talk
get
about
it
on some podcasts.
It's super fun.
Well, there we go.
Hey, we fucking did it, y'all.
Feeling great. Loving life. Living it to the limit.
She's a winner. She's a winner, baby.
New challenge starts tonight.
What's the new challenge?
Survivor.
I know.
The new challenge. We talked about it earlier.
I sent you a video on Instagram.
Is it the CT one? Yeah.
Yes. Yeah.
What? It's on Paramount Plus?
Mm-hmm. Is it?
You share that
I
with
think
us.
So.
I don't want to. No, I think Phil has Paramount. Oh, no, Phil no, you, has Peacock.
You give it. Yeah.
I hope they're listening. Yes.
I can't wait. What time is it?
It's like not even 7 o'clock.
I'm Let's fucking go, people. Hour till fucking Survivor.
I know. Go away and write the intro.
I was very collectively
excited. We could be out
of here
at a reasonable hour, or it could take you 45 minutes to do your job.
You can't rush art, and you can't rush brilliance.
You can rush waffles. Waffles!
First of all, I want this country boy to take me home.
Well, thanks for listening. If you are, I would have definitely turned it off by now.
Well, that's because you're a Debbie Downer. She's somewhere else.
Have you guys heard about feline AIDS? It's never would kill your kids.
Meow, meow.
Anyway, if you want to be a part of our Patreon, I can't stop you, but you just go to jib jab, flip flop, dib dab, nip nap.
Uh-huh. Or patreon.com/takespod.
Oh my gosh. And if you come take him with us, if we come in a accountability buddy, and Nick can find his piece of paper, I mean, AKA the names he's memorized in his heart.
Written in my heart, it is calling for you. Written in your heart. Thank you so much to Dearest James, Awe-Inspiring Audrey, Peerless Pam.
Pam.
Beneficent Bernie, Awesome Abigail, Astonishing Alicia, Lovely Lars, Amazing Anne, Jocular Joel, Astounding Alina, Electric Elise, Luminous Lisa, Marvelous Mareka, Jovial Jenny, Jubilant Jenna, Magical Mandana, Sumptuous 76 Trombones, Magnificent Meredith, and Crazy Cool Cassandra.
Well, I hope you guys are having an okay week in this crazy fucking world. Thanks for listening. Hope you got a couple good laughs in, despite Nick.
Better than Farida. Did you see her being like, Lady Camden is a bullshit dancer, and she basically deserves to die, but she gets so much more attention than us international Italian queens.
No, but your girlfriend, Irene, was on the podcast saying that...
Irene Dubois or Irene from Red Velvet?
Irene Dubois.
Amazing.
Talking about how RuPaul hated... Marsha, and that she doesn't do her own makeup. Her boyfriend does it.
Marsha does it?
Yeah.
Oh, my goodness. So how did she survive on the show?
That's why she looked like shit. And now she has a glow up because her boyfriend's
doing it. She barely survived on the show.
Ah, I heard that. No, you could see in, like, some of those unreleased, like, 90-minute episodes, once we got rid of the gays from WeHo, sometimes...
Maybe Joey's out sick.
Yeah. Sometimes hate crimes, like, matter. Yeah, we saw that, like, RuPaul was not into Marsha at all. It was amazing that she survived. That's why it wasn't a double Shantae, because she, like, held her own against
That is my most Anitra. Rewatched.
Uh-huh.
That so is so
like,
good.
Watch it. I'm like, I will.
Absolutely.
No, Marsha versus Anitra, that was, like, down pat, amazing, boots down, insanity. And then RuPaul was like, no. Absolutely
it's
not.
It's her time.
I know. She hated Marsha three times, which means that she probably was just, like, an unlikable bitch. But, like, what can you do?
I'll Bye. Be the stallion, you be the seahorse.
Oh my God. It's like, I will procreate.
Girl, bye. Have a good week.
Bye.
Takes All Over the Place is a project of Team Takes, a.k.a.
Nick Cotter,
Julie Sunderland,
and Emma Cotter.
With the invaluable sound editing help from
Phil Cotter
and
Frank.
The awesome toenails on the wood floor from Frank. We love you, Frank.